My name is Frankie Brown. FrankieBrown. I am recording an interview with
Leslie Cariaga, LeslieCariaga.
And you're from?
Kingsville, KingsVille, Texas.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamalata Festival. Leslie, what do tamales mean to you?
Usually they mean, like, the holidays. I usually eat them mostly around the holidays, like around this time, like fall and winter. We don't really have a winter, but, like, you know, like December. And it usually means just time to get together with my family and try to make tamales. We've tried before, and we try, like, every year. But it's just a cool experience to try and kind of navigate that together.
How do you eat tamales?
So, for me, I usually eat them with lime. I put lime on them. And then I eat them usually, like, with tomato and lettuce on the side. I don't know if a lot of people do that or if my family just does that because we really, really love tomatoes. So, yeah.
What tools do you use when you make tamales?
When you make them, we use, like, bowls, spoons. We use bench scrapers, actually, because it's really easy to spread the masa on, like, the corn husk if you use a bench scraper. Like, if you put it against the table and you get the masa on the bench scraper and you just, like, scrape it down, it usually makes the process a lot easier.
So if you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions about where you purchase them from?
We usually get them at Delia's. Anytime that we're, like, near a Delia's, like, in the valley or in, like, the Corpus area, we usually stop and get Delia's tamales.
How do you serve the tamales?
Usually just, like, the same way with, like, lettuce and tomato. And sometimes we have, like, salsa on the side. If people want to eat salsa, you have, like, the red and the green. It just depends on people's preference.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
I love this question. Okay, so I love spicy chicken tamales. I think they are the best tamales ever created ever. And I also really love, I know a lot of people are not crazy about them, but I also love bean tamales. I feel like if you make a good bean, like a good refried bean, it's like, it makes the world of a difference. But it really does depend on your bean recipe. And they can be really, really good.
What's the most unusual tamale filling you've ever seen?
Unusual? Maybe, like, I know, I don't know if it's some parts of Mexico or different countries, but I know that people do, like, sweet tamales. And I've seen some filled with, like a jam filling. It was, like, a sweet tamale, so it was meant to be sweet, but it was filled with jam. And I just think the, like, seeing it in tamale form was, like, really interesting because I had never seen that before because I didn't grow up eating the sweet ones. So that was a cool experience.
Okay, so I'm really sentimental, so... Can you tell me a little bit more about your holiday traditions with tamales?
Oh, yeah. So, usually, okay, so my mom isn't, like, a really big tamale maker just because she says that it takes a lot of time and a lot of tools and a lot of stuff. But recently, in recent years, we've really been trying to kind of bring back that tradition because my abuela, her mother, used to make tamales. And throughout the holiday season, when my older sister was younger, my abuela would make, like, dozens and dozens and dozens of tamales for our entire family, like in the South Texas region, and then literally take like a week and go and distribute the tamales for each family. Like each family got a certain amount of dozens, and they would go and deliver them, and that's how they would go and like meet with them and kind of catch up with them. So like for us, we're trying to bring that back. We haven't quite gotten there yet, but we're working our way up. And yeah, it really just means like keeping my abuela's memory alive and bringing back those good times. And it's just really sentimental because tamales is hard, but I feel like it's a tradition that if you don't keep up with it, it could get lost. So it's really important for us to kind of bring that back.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, Leslie.
You're welcome.